Hit it!
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, who this week had the pleasure of not playing a game. It is I, Ben, and I am joined, as always, by a ghost, a host who did have the pleasure of preparing a game. It's Noah.
Hello, it's good to be back. I'm super excited about my game today. That's all I'll say for now.
I'm so excited about my game.
Your non-existent game?
Yeah, I'm excited about nothing. And we're joined by a special guest this week. He is a man who prepared a game, but also is wearing sunglasses inside and at night. It is Michael.
It's part of the shtick. Well, hey, it's good to be back. Good to be here. Two quick things before we get to weekly updates. This week, I saw a truck with a trailer on it pulling a Conoco dinosaur. No joke. I'm dead serious. I hit record on my dash cam because I have a dash cam because I have an inherent distrust of humans. I'll try to get the footage and get a screenshot and that can go on the website. Also, I bought an Xbox One off my friend for $35.
So now Michael's been busy.
Yeah, but that's not even my weekly update. Just you wait, Alexander Hamilton.
We're going to get copyright strike for that. Well, okay. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. If you're tuning into the live stream, hey, how you doing? You get to see my face. And if you're listening on the podcast, hey, how you doing? You get to hear my voice.
Face.
My face. This is what it's my face.
Ew, stop. He's rubbing his forehead on the mic.
That was the only way I could think to illustrate what my face sounds like. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening. I don't have the... I'm so, like, unprepared for this because I didn't prepare a game, so I didn't have anything to put in the show notes. So whoever's first on the list of the show notes, feel free to share your weekly update.
It looks like it's me somehow. I think Michael moved the order because I was below Michael at one point, and now the order has been shuffled, and I'm above Michael. Thanks for that, Michael. He's just flashing a smile. Well, Michael and I have the same note, but we're going to be talking about different things because we didn't do this together. But I wanted to talk about a cool volunteering thing that I got to do this week, and I also got to bring Ben along. And Michael, I didn't invite you because you were volunteering somewhere else that night, from what I heard. So, Ben and I got to get together this week and go to a church kind of near where we live and help feed some food to some people in need who needed some food. And we got to just, do all the cleanup and all follow all the COVID protocols and sanitize everything and kind of randomly clean some windows. I'm not sure why that was on the list, but we got to clean some windows. And I don't know, we had a pretty good time. It was a fun outing in, you know, this era where we don't really get to do a whole lot. It was pretty fun.
It was fun. I had a great time. And you're doing it again yesterday, 2 days ago.
Tonight, actually.
Well, I know, but...
Oh, yes.
Monday.
Well, it depends on if you're watching the live stream or if you're listening to the podcast, I suppose.
This is true.
Yes, but yeah, Jesse and I are going to go back and do it again tonight. And then after we feed the food, we are actually going to stay the night at this church and kind of be like the host people for tonight. And so if anybody has any questions or needs anything in the night, they can come to us. So it should be a neat experience. And that's been the focus of my week, because when anything happens in my week, it's the focus of my week right now.
Nice.
And well, I've been experimenting with hacking. I've been getting into some interesting hacking stuff. I was on a live stream with Michael earlier this week, and we were somewhat playing a game together when I had a breakthrough and figured out how to play an old game, Pikmin, in first person. Somewhat. It's pretty rough. I have a video about it. It's pretty rough. But the general idea is I'm learning how to play games in first person that were never meant to be in first person. So I guess that's I don't know, the other highlight of my week. You can take whatever is interesting about that and apply it to your own life.
That's pretty deep.
That is
real deep.
That's stupid deep.
Stupid deep. But it was fun. It was fun to hang out with Ben some this week. I haven't seen you in, I don't know, a couple months maybe in person.
It has been a while. I saw both of you this week, so I was very happy.
Whoa.
I forgot we went somewhere too. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We went to the local card store so you could pick up some top loaders for your hockey cards.
Yep, which are all in the other. Oh, however, the cards I'm willing to trade you are right here on my desk. People don't care to hear what they are, so I'll just flash them to the camera. But I've got a 4-for-1 trade. So, Ben, I'm offering you 4 cards for anything that's better than these 4 cards.
That is usually how trades work.
That is, well, I'm just.
I've got a great deal. I'll give you these 4 cards for worth anything that's worth more than these 4 cards.
It's not a single trade. That's the thing. It's not a 1-for-1. I'm trying to increase my ranks. So, there you go.
Okay. I will go through my hockey cards and see what I have for you.
AKA all 4.
AKA all 7 of the hockey cards that I have versus the 6,000 baseball cards that I have.
Ben, I forgot to give you my trading cards this week.
You did, and I forgot to give you the BattleBots game.
Oh, yeah.
I still have it right here.
Ben's going to... Oh. Well, it's broken damaged now.
I don't know where it went.
Did you break my game?
No. It's right here. I found it.
No, he did.
Those things are indestructible. I've put many Game Boy Advance games through the wash, and it's always been fine.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's very dusty now, though. Went backward. Thunder.
What?
It's very dusty. But back on my desk.
Oh.
Sun does not shine there.
Okay.
What were you thinking?
That's true.
I had a lot of fun doing that with you this past week. That was probably the only interesting... I mean, I went to the card store with Michael. I went to volunteer with Noah. And the rest of the week, I kind of just worked. I didn't do much, except for the volunteering I do at that church, which I talked about, where Rocket League is massively improving my soccer skills. Apparently, they're not improving my soccer skills quite enough, because I arrived and they're all like, hey, Ben, go to the goalie. You know, the position that doesn't move or really kick things. Mm. Go there and be a large human being. And
well, that's pretty easy for you then, right?
It is quite easy. I am larger than most of the people there because they're all in middle and high school.
That helps.
I'm not fat, Michael.
I wasn't saying that, but
okay. You were alluding to my largeness.
No.
Yes, you were.
No.
You were. Anyway, but I think it's about time that I pose a question as opposed to having a story from this past week, because I'm actually going to need an answer to this question coming up pretty soon.
Please
as some
don't
of you may
let
know,
it be what you wrote in the Google Doc.
Yes.
No, it's not going to be what I wrote in the Google
Doc. We're not even going to mention it. It's not on the live stream.
That's not going to count. It's not revealed. It's not anything. It's just there. We'll talk about that later. But no, we won't. We can avoid that. But the question I have is, some of you may know, I really like the sport of baseball. I don't know if I've mentioned that much on this show, but I really enjoy baseball. I played baseball all from like elementary through college, not like on like the college's actual good baseball team, which is also not that good, but on their club team. But now I'm presently on like a men's league team that just kind of plays in our area and the state that's closest to us. Travel up there sometimes, play games against teams there. But our team, because we are that team, also happens to have, we like bring a PA system with us wherever we go, just to be annoying. And, we give ourselves walk-up songs.
Oh no. So
anytime I go to the plate, they play a song like "No Batting Ben" and a song plays. And last year I labored long and hard trying to figure out what song I was supposed to choose for my walk-up song. And this year, I just figured I'd ask for some help. I might post about this on our Instagram. I might post about it on my personal Instagram. But I'm going to ask Noah and Michael here what you guys think my walk-up song should be. I'll give you what last year's was, which I'm not opposed to using last year's again. Last year's, it was Extreme Ways by Moby, which is the theme song from the Bourne movies. So it's like a spy-ish sort of theme, kind of that sort of vibe. But I'm really open to anything, really.
Okay, well, I have two suggestions. Since this year Extreme Ways, what if you went for DC Talks Extreme Days?
Ooh. And he just keeps the extremity.
Yeah.
No, the extremeness.
You keep the extremity theme.
Keep the
upper. It's got that great...
I have kept my extremities.
You know, it's got that great, we're living in extreme days. You know, it'd be great. It'd be great walk-up music.
That would be great walk-up music.
My second suggestion, I'm going to have to send a link because you guys know that I'm an avid Zelda fan. This is the song that I requested Jesse walk down the aisle to at our wedding. she politely declined. I think we should put a sample, just a quick sample of the song in the podcast. I don't think we'll get up like any copyright trouble.
If we keep it under 20 seconds and then we talk about how much we like or dislike it, technically it's a review.
Fair use. Yes, it's a review. So I think we should put a little bit of this song in. But I sent it in the Discord. It's called Uku's Theme from Twilight Princess. I think it's great wedding music.
Okay. This sounds like it's backmasked. So a little bit of satanic tones in there, maybe. I think, yeah. I would not walk down to walk the aisle with that play.
I don't think I would either.
Neither would Jesse. She was not a fan.
Jesse and I think alike when it comes to what we're going to walk down the aisle to. I'll send you Extreme Ways.
Okay, so you have like some high-pitched violin screaming. Matt Damon comes on.
Yeah. With a line down
good.
His face. Oh, I'm doxing. Oh, there we go.
This is no Uku's theme, but it's not bad.
Yeah, and that's what I used last season.
Well, then you can't reuse it, right?
No, I can. I'm not opposed to reusing it. I just figured if people had better ideas.
Well, clearly we don't.
Clearly you don't. Michael, did you have anything?
Well, I mean, you've been on The Greatest Showman kick, so I mean, you could just come in with this thing where it goes, wah! Like that.
I did think about
18
that
times.
Last time.
It's playing super loud on the live stream right now. It's so loud that I can't hear myself talk. But
yeah, you're talking very loudly, Michael.
You really are.
Now that I've gone deaf. that one's a possibility. But beware, you will go deaf.
I think you have some real options here, Ben.
I think I do. And I think that should be our speak pipe question, unless somebody else says something else. But if you do have a recommendation for me for my walk-up song, go to noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
Go to the contact section.
Get that sensor button ready.
Go to the contact us section and go leave a speak pipe. Or you can just send us a regular old email if you would prefer that. But let me know what you think my walk-up song should be. Thank you very much. Michael, how was your week?
My week was good. Apparently a lot longer than most weeks that I live, because I did spend a little time with Ben. Went to his store and we wore our masks.
Why does that make your week longer?
It just drug on after that. And then I, of course, went to my friend's house. He just bought a house, and again, wearing masks and more distance there, we went and got to see his house. And he had an Xbox One in a crate. And jokingly, I asked him, he asked me, how much would you pay me for this Xbox? And I was like, $33. And he goes, okay. So I took out my 20 from my pocket and I gave him the 20. I'm like, let me Venmo you the other 15. And I hit him with the Venmo. And then I came home with an Xbox after seeing his house. So that was awesome. I need to thoroughly test it with games still. I might go to a local game store tomorrow and buy a game or two to try. But then, okay, the story of the week. So earlier this week, I was volunteering at, it's called a free clinic. So it's for people that don't have health insurance, can't afford health insurance, Ben doesn't want to hear this story, so I guess it's not important.
Ben's leaving, yeah.
Yeah. So this is people that don't have health insurance. They can't afford health insurance, and they just need care, sometimes really desperately. Of course, with HIPAA, I can't tell you what conditions I've seen in there because I have shadowed in there. But yeah, these people need care. So this clinic shares the building with kind of our, I don't know, there's a lot of different things in there. So there's like tax assistance. I took a brochure so I could tell you. A birth line, so they give you education on pregnancy and tests and... there's churches in there and ministries and that stuff. And at the time that we were in there, it was the evening time, and they had something called tribal experience in there. I know. So it sounds like crazy. And let me just read. Let me make sure this doesn't have personal. Yeah. So tribal experience is dedicated to supporting you through your journey to recovery from the justice system and your sobriety. We thrive to walk alongside you. While you discover your own path to recovery, we understand how it feels to be validated, relate to others, and gain a meaningful connection to those sharing similar experiences. So these are people that, for whatever reason, fell into drugs, and they got arrested, and they spent some time in jail. So these are some serious people. And down, since they're upstairs, we were downstairs and just hanging out, checking in patients for the free clinic and saying hi. And I look and catch a peek of a dude with a red-tailed hawk walking Whoa. Down the hallway. And I had to do a double take. I'm like, what? Is this Mulan? So I saw that, and I didn't think much of it because he left. I'm like, okay, that was cool. I'll never see him again, but I'll mention it on the show because a guy just walked by with a hawk on his arm, and you never see that. But then he came down the stairs like an hour and a half later, and some of the other volunteers, I was busy doing my job, so I did not get to speak with him, but I overheard the entire conversation where he was speaking to them about this hawk. So this hawk, she fell out of a tree when she was a baby, a small hatchling. What do they call them? Fledgling?
Fledgling.
Yeah. And he took it into his own care. And he started raising it, and he went into falconry, right? Yeah, he's a general falconer is what he said, which is like I think a master falconer is the only thing above a general falconer. So he is one of 130 general falconers in the state, which Whoa. Is tremendously rare. And the red-tailed hawk is a 3-year-old female named Gabby, but they thought it was a boy initially, so it was named Gabriel. So I didn't really directly meet Gabby, the 3-year-old red-tailed hawk female, with a general falconer, but I did sneak a picture as he left through the main doors. It's a really terrible picture, but we can put that on the website. You can't even really see the bird. You have to get lasers shot in your eyes to see the bird better, but it was pretty cool. And it pooped on the floor. So.
Oh, no. I thought they were trained out of that. What's the point in training cool. a hawk then?
On the floor.
I don't know, but the dedication to do that just seems tremendous to me.
Yeah, that's really cool.
How you begin.
Yeah.
That's my story.
That's a good story. That's a very interesting story. I was outside hitting baseballs. And I looked up, and a bald eagle flew like right over my head. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But I'm seeing a dude carrying around a red-tailed hawk. That's even more cool.
It was sweet. Totally unexpected.
Did he train it to attack anybody with it?
No, but it can go fly places and come back to him. And he was using it as an analogy, like raising the hawk and doing falconry. He was using it as an analogy to what these people who were addicted to drugs and are on the path to recovery. It's like he was saying that it's kind of, you have to have so much dedication to do both. And that was kind of his thing of why he brought it in for show and tell. But regardless, I got to see a falconer, and apparently there's only 130 in our state, so the odds are pretty slim.
How do you get into that game?
You'll never see one again. You find a fledgling falcon. That,
yeah, it sounded like it was an accident. You. It sounded like it was an accident for him.
Yeah, I guess
it's not a choice you make. I guess I'm called to this lot in life. I found a falcon on the ground.
That's super
cool,
though.
None of the 130 actually just wanted to be a falconer.
they just
found
a
falcon.
Fell out of the sky.
They were deemed to be the Falconer.
But Gabby was very beautiful. I wish I took a picture, but what pretty birds with natural instincts to kill, and I got to see it, and I didn't fear for my life because it was attached to his arm. So
that's good. I remembered, I do have something else from this past week. A friend of mine who has recently, he builds cabinets, and he's recently started listening to the podcast
yes.
while he's at a house building cabinets, because why not? And he'll text me stuff about the show, and this past week he texted me and he said, "You're insane for having your email the way it is."
Yes.
So.
Hallelujah.
Update, my friend thinks I'm insane. And more than you, just you two, who think I'm insane, but a growing number of people think I'm insane because of it. So
that was like
that's good.
First thing I did this morning when I woke up was go through my email and get back down to zero. Like I couldn't enjoy the rest of my day.
The first thing I did this morning was pick up my phone, look at the time, put it back down, have it fall off my nightstand, hit something, and now the power button doesn't work. So that's the first thing I did this morning.
Get a Google Pixel. Best phones on the market right now.
So says you, the man with lasers shot in his eyes.
And an iPhone 4.
And
I feel like... Okay, I do have an iPhone 4S as my alarm clock. we don't talk. It can't hold a charge, so you take it off the charger, and it lasts about 5 seconds, and then it dies.
That's funny. Good one, Noah.
Oh, I got him.
You got him.
Having laser beam eyes makes my judgment of tech just that much more reputable.
I don't think it does.
I entrusted a computer to shoot lasers into my eyes. There was zero human intervention.
Yeah, and someone who truly understands computers would be like, I'm not doing that.
No, or a person who understands computers goes, wow, I'm going to do that because computers are like the closest thing to perfect.
Yeah, but I still wear glasses, which means I'm more techie.
What? No.
I'm literally not wearing glasses right now, I just noticed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I was playing Spikeball, okay? I can't wear my glasses while playing Spikeball.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get hit in the face. Softball.
Anyway, thank you so much for sharing about your weeks. It was very... And I got to see you both this week. That was truly the highlight of my week, was getting to see both of you in some way, shape, or form.
Eh, it was okay.
I was going to wholeheartedly agree. But then Michael kind of
took
the wind out of my sails.
Yeah.
You can blow all the wind back into your sails. I'm just saying my time with Ben. You both just did the same thing. That was really amazing.
What do you mean? I took you to one of my favorite stores.
I took myself. You make me drive everywhere.
I don't make you drive. You just have the nicer car. Because you don't want to ride in my car.
And I also still paid for my own. All you did was show me where it was, which I passed by. I just didn't know where it was. That's...
Whatever.
You didn't take me. Okay.
Would you have gotten there had I not? Okay, never
Google
mind.
Google Maps, yes.
Guys, how about a game?
With my Google Pixel phone. Oh, sorry.
How about a game? Did somebody prepare a game?
I prepared a game. Did I? No,
but
Michael prepared a game first.
Oh, and I guess I did. Man, what a mess. All right, weird holidays. Since last week, no one did the weird holidays, even though that was your shot, because the show came out on the first, and we do it once a month.
Yep.
So weird holidays. This is the game I stole from Noah, where I read a hint about a weird holiday this month, and you two compete for my subjective affection and a point for your response. Now, I still don't have a scoreboard ready, but it's a lot closer than it ever has been, and there's stuff flying everywhere. So Noah started doing like an overview of the month, and I'm going to steal that because what's mi casa es tu casa, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mi podcast is tu.
Mi game is your game. Except Noah would have to say it. Okay, so.
He's not going
to
say it. He's still salty.
Yeah, he's
salty.
Squeezing his eyes.
I'm angry.
He's squeezing his
eyes. First one. Ben, we'll start with you. Monday, March 8th. Celebrate this day by writing Sping has sprung and nothing with no I in it, and then send it to Ben. What is Monday, March 8th? Ben, what is your guess?
Is it... Well, okay, first of all, it's National Women's Day, but I don't think that's what you're going to
If it is, that'd be quite the plot twist.
Get you anywhere close to National Women's Day, but okay.
Well, March 8th is National Women's Day, which is today. Happy Women's Day.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, it's March 8th.
Happy Women's Day.
We should have had a woman on the show.
Oops. Jesse!
We got one.
Jesse!
That was come here.
We'll see if she actually shows
I'm
up.
I'm
going to
go with National Spell Check Day.
Okay, Spell Check Day. Let me jot that before I forget. All right. And then, Noah, do you have a guess?
Can you say, you said Sping has sprung?
Sprung, yeah.
Oh,
and the
okay.
word nothing with no I.
It's spring into typo day. I know that's kind of kind of similar to what Ben said, but it's definitely got something to do with missing letters.
Okay, so this is a dig on Ben because a week ago we were in a Discord call and he showed me stuff that he made officially for work that had spelling errors all over the place in two of them. So, yeah, still two in a professional
of like the
workplace.
16 things that I made, it had two spelling errors.
That's one out of eight. That's a
very low,
low percentage. High percentage. I mean, so anyway, it's National Proofreading Day.
Ooh.
And I feel like spell checker is closer to proofreading than typos,
yeah.
Even though typos would lead to it. However, I'm going to give Ben the point for that one.
That's fair.
I just drew the ugliest line, so I may forget that that was 1 point. No,
I have 1 point.
We start with you for this next one. You know what we should do is just keep score on the screen on this thing. That way people can follow, but whatever. I didn't set that up. Tuesday, March 9th. Bennett Foddy is a game developer, and he has a game that will perfectly let you celebrate this day, Tuesday, March 9th. What day is that, Noah?
It's got to be Getting Over It Day, the popular Bennett Foddy game, Getting Over It, where you're a guy in a pot, and it looks infuriating. I've never played it.
Infuriating.
But it looks terrible.
I just drew on
you're
myself.
So right. It is that. I have watched people play through that game, and I would not fare well at that game. Wow, that's such a good answer.
Aw, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
National Square Root Day, because it's 3-9, and 3 is the square root of 9.
Ooh, okay, weak answer. That. Noah gets a point. So it is National Get Over It Day, because there is a game by Bennett Foddy called Getting Over It, which is, again, a dude with a pickaxe inside of a pot, and he tries to climb a mountain with mixed results, I guess. So, Getting Over It.
There are no save points in the game, so if you fall down the mountain, you have to start all the way over.
That's important to note, yes. My friend has a shirt. The same friend that I bought the Xbox from has a shirt dedicated to that game.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember what it looks like, but I think it's the dude in the pot because he beat it at some point.
Yeah, if you beat that game, like, I think it's 50 times, your pot turns gold. So talk about replayability.
Yeah.
And apparently there's, like, some special link that you click on once you get to the top of the mountain that you're like not supposed to show anybody.
Oh yeah, it's like a winners only like chat room or something. I know what you're talking about.
It's something like that. Yeah,
I was not into that.
Maybe that's where he bought the t-shirt.
Maybe that is where he got the t-shirt.
Who knows. All right, next one. Thursday, March 18th. Ben, we'll start with you.
That was great. I wish we had Daniel's cricket board make the cricket noises.
What? Wait, what?
Yep.
That's my clue? Thursday, March 18th?
Well, the thing preceding it was actually the clue. Following it. I used the wrong word. The thing following the date.
Is it National Silence is Golden Day?
National Silence is Golden Day. And Noah, what do you have?
Awkward pause. I was thinking National Day of Silence, but I want to change it because I don't want to be... National Ellipsis Day.
Oh.
All right, so it's National Awkward Moments Day, which whoever's editing, please leave in that entire silence duration.
I will say, after I said my thing, I said, or Awkward Silence Day.
I did hear you say that. But, okay, so Ellipsis Day or Silence is Golden Day. That's hard, but Ben, you did say awkward, so I'm going to have to give you the point. So we're Ben 2-3. Sorry, Ben 2-1.
Ben 2-1.
We're 2-3. Noah has 1 point.
We have played 3 rounds.
But yes, there we go.
Yeah, it's 2-1.
With two
Ben's
more rounds
way
to go. Friday, March 26th, avoid flashing lights and don't put a wallet in your mouth to celebrate this day. I think we start with Noah for this one. So avoid flashing lights and do not put a wallet in your mouth to celebrate this day.
What? avoid flashing lights. Do not put something about the police. National Avoid the Police Day.
That's every day for me. All right.
National Evading Arrest Day. That's not my guess. Flashing lights and putting your wallet in your mouth. I don't know why the police would have you put your wallet in your mouth. But the first thing I could think of, a connection between a wallet or money and flashing lights, is Las Vegas. So I'm going to say National Avoid Las Vegas Day.
Ooh.
Interesting choices. So this is Epilepsy Awareness Day, also known as Purple Day.
Oh.
People with epilepsy have a sensitivity to flashing lights. And when people have an epileptic attack, the old advice was to like put a wallet in their mouth so they didn't bite their tongue. Don't do that because you can make people choke to death. So avoid Las Vegas Day.
I was thinking that until you said the wallet thing, and that didn't make any sense to me.
I'm pretty sure that was the old advice. I did not fact check that, but oh, wow. But I think that was correct. Okay, Vegas Day. I'm just going to give it to Noah because, you know, avoid the police. That's kind of funny. And it makes our last round interesting. feel bad.
Yeah, Ben and Daniel were picking on me last week for not winning any games, so I need some
help
here.
That's right. You've gone like 3 straight
Win
weeks without winning a game. all right, Ben, we'll start with you for this final round. Sunday, March 28th, take a marshmallow, roast it, or put a pickle on it, or make some kebabs to celebrate this day. So you can take a marshmallow and roast it, or you can put a pickle on it, or you can make some kebabs to celebrate this holiday. Sorry, I'm itching my face. That's not the call sign or anything.
Is it national, like, skewer day?
Okay.
No, Ben. I'm going to win the game with toothpick day, baby.
Oh, boy. All right.
You roast marshmallows with a toothpick?
Well, you can put a marshmallow on a toothpick. You can put a toothpick through a pickle.
Is this some homeschool thing I don't know about?
You know, you put a toothpick through a pickle, and then I forget the third, kebabs. You can put toothpicks, you know, it's a very small kebab, but it's a kebab.
Okay.
Some nice meats and cheeses on it. It's called an hors d'oeuvre.
National Something on a Stick Day. So you both are in the very, I don't know, similar vein. I feel like Ben has a stronger case, but if you two want to fight, and I'll be here for the final judgment, I am ready.
Pick literally is a stick, like a toothpick. Pick, stick, pick and stick rhyme.
I said skewer, and a skewer is literally a stick.
I think a
skewer
is just a bigger stick.
A skewer is just a bigger stick.
A skewer is a big toothpick. It's really hard.
I feel bad that Noah's not won anything for this. Would be like 4 weeks.
Okay, but how about this? If Noah so wants to win, I will give him the point.
Oh, no, I don't want your pity point. I want to lose this game.
Exactly.
Now. This is what I want.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, yeah, Ben.
Wait,
Ben,
now I feel like I've been tricked.
You have.
Congrats, Ben.
Thank you.
3-2 victory. Sorry, Noah. Try again next time.
Can I lead a game to make up for my lack of winning skills?
Sure, sure.
Yes,
if you call
but you
that
can't
winning.
Win it.
Yeah, I'm going to give all the points to myself, so I win the game by default.
Every time neither of us gets a point, you get the point.
Yeah, yeah. If neither of you get the answer right, I get a point. Actually, that's fair, because then it's like I tricked you, and this game will work well for that. So that's the new rule. That's the rule.
It's like blackjack.
Awesome. Okay, I feel good about this. All right, we're gonna be playing a game of This Is Not a BuzzFeed Article. I don't think I've ever talked about this on the show, and maybe I've never talked about it with you two, but I just intensely dislike BuzzFeed. I avoid it at all costs. I think the articles are just ridiculous and not newsworthy, and I don't appreciate like the long clickbaity articles that are so completely random and ridiculous. I don't know. How do you guys feel about BuzzFeed?
Relative indifference. I like their quizzes.
Okay, you like their quizzes. That's fair. That's fair. Michael, what about you?
I don't know. I don't really like them that much. I think I'm opposed slightly. They've never done anything to me personally, so.
Okay, so none of us.
Yeah, I just don't like them.
None of us are BuzzFeed fans here, but I have prepared groups of three BuzzFeed articles, and in each group, one of them is not a BuzzFeed article. I'm just trying to ignore the fact that Michael is putting a sad picture of me on top of myself on the live stream. we're just going to move on from that. All right. Ben, Michael, are you guys ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here are three. Michael, we'll start with you. Here are three BuzzFeed articles. One of these is not a BuzzFeed article. Is it which emoji best represents your Instagram feed? Which Disney non-princess are you? Or what type of fall sweater are you? Which of these is not a BuzzFeed article?
It's the first one.
The first one?
I feel like the other ones are totally logical for BuzzFeed.
Disney non-princess and type of fall sweater you think are real? And which emoji best represents your Instagram feed? All right, Ben, what do you think?
There are a lot of Disney non-princesses.
Yeah, like everyone that's not a princess.
Everyone that's not a princess. Which really leaves it up to a lot of, you know, opportunity. I think I've done the fall sweater one. And I'm not even joking. I think I've done it.
What were you?
Like a nice, tasteful cardigan. but I'm going to go with the non-Disney princess one. Even though that makes sense as it would be one, I just feel like there's way too many non-Disney princesses.
I'm still mad at Disney.
Okay.
Wait, why?
The suspense.
No, I can't hear you.
Wait, can you hear me?
There there you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Michael takes the point. Which emoji best represents your Instagram feed is not a BuzzFeed article. It probably will be eventually. But as of...
Did you take these quizzes for yourself? Can you tell us what you are?
I did not. Initially, I was going to have us take some quizzes on BuzzFeed, and I couldn't figure out quite how to make it work. So instead, I just realized, oh, all these titles are ridiculous. So Michael's up 1 point to nothing. And also, I have no points because I'm also in this game somehow. All right, Ben. 20 slightly incorrect names for food. 10 signs your cat is a wizard. Or animals that were never actually real.
10 signs that your cat is actually a wizard. It is one.
Yeah, that's got to be one.
Can you read them again? I'm trying to do something slightly important.
Yes, 20 slightly. I don't know what's going on. 20 slight. What? I'm not seeing anything.
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I see. Okay. okay. 20 slightly incorrect names for food. 10 signs your cat is a wizard. Or animals that were never actually real.
The 20 slightly incorrect names for food is not one.
All right, Michael, what is your thought?
I'll go for option choice number 3 just to make it interesting, because Ben and I agree that 2 is 1.
You think
two
cat is a wizard is real?
2 is a quiz, yes. Or article, whatever you said.
All right. Michael takes the point again. Animals that were never actually real is not an article, but it was a suggestion in one of these articles in the comments. I think it was... Oh, I can't tell you. We haven't gotten to that yet. But that is not a real BuzzFeed article.
BuzzFart.
BuzzFart.
He said BuzzFart, everybody.
All right, Michael's up 2-0. Ben, you're going to have to sweep the rest of these to make this a win. Okay. There are 5 questions. All right, Michael. 15 hedgehogs with things that look like hedgehogs, 45 people who tweet like Donald Trump, or 22 celebrities that look nothing alike.
Wow, this is a good one. However, why would number 3 be a thing? That's just plain dumb. Noah's not giving me a good read on him. He's looking around dodgily, but I can't tell if that's a good dodgily or if that's a bad dodgily. So we're going to go with number 3, the MTV. What did you say again? I forgot what you said, but I meant it.
22 celebrities that look nothing alike.
Yeah.
All right.
You're wearing an MTV hat. That's where that came from, by the way. I'm not having a stroke. Though it does smell like toast in here. So.
All right, Ben. 15 hedgehogs with things that look like hedgehogs, 45 people who tweet like Donald Trump, or 22 celebrities that look nothing alike.
Okay. I know for a fact that the 22 celebrities that look nothing alike is a BuzzFeed article because I've seen it before. And for whatever reason, like, Channing Tatum and Oprah Winfrey are like, oh, these are two people who look nothing alike. So now my mission is just to figure out which of the other two, which is 15 hedgehogs with things that look like hedgehogs, or 45 people. Oh, no. 45 people who... Oh, it's full screen. Who tweet like Donald Trump. Which, the 45... Oh, I guess that makes sense because he was the 45th president.
Or was that Noah's homeschool genius?
I'm going to go with the 45 people who tweet like Donald Trump.
You think I was that clever? You saw right through me. 45 people who tweet like Donald Trump is not real. And I was hoping the 45 would add some credibility since he was president number 45. 22 celebrities that look nothing alike is, in fact, a real article. And it's as pointless as it sounds. Yeah.
Okay.
Are Oprah Winfrey and Channing Tatum two of the people that say look nothing alike?
I skimmed the article, but maybe. Let's look at this article real quick. We have time. 22 celebrities that look nothing alike. But the comments are hilarious because people are like, why? Like, why would you do this? Okay, still loading. 11. Okay, it's 11 sets of famous people that really just look so different.
Fair.
And the article's not loading. So we're going to move on.
Nice job, BuzzFeed.
Question number 4. Ben gets to go first. Ben, 10 things you never knew about Mr. Potato Head, 13 potatoes that look like Channing Tatum, or what is your inner potato?
I think yes to the inner potato. I think it's the potatoes that look like Channing Tatum. And I think it's just irony or a coincidence that I mentioned Channing Tatum in the previous question. I don't think that was orchestrated in any way.
yeah, I didn't change that after you said that.
I do believe that it's the Channing Tatum one.
All right, Ben says 13 potatoes that look like Channing Tatum. Michael, 10 things you knew you never knew about Mr. Potato Head, 13 potatoes that look like Channing Tatum, or what is your inner potato?
Mr. Potato Head has gotten some recent press, so I would believe that number 1 was a thing, or you're doing the homeschool thing, and you thought that I would think that, and it worked, because I'm going to go with number 3.
What is your inner potato, Michael says. And the point goes to me. 10 things you never knew about Mr. Potato Head was a fake one. Yes, he was in the news lately. That's probably what inspired that. I'm taking a point for that.
It was in the news lately.
It was in the news.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
So I have a point. Ben has a point. And Michael has 2 points. So we'll see who wins this going into the final round. Michael, the top 10 dumbest BuzzFeed lists you're embarrassed to say you clicked little self-awareness in there. Which character from Friends is your dad most like? Or 16 sassy tweets from the nation's 16th largest school district?
That's so specific. Okay, so the BuzzFeed thing that you're embarrassed to do, number two was...
Which character from... Top 10 dumbest...
Oh, yeah, your dad. Okay, friend's dad. Right? Gosh. And then 16 from the 16. Friend's dad, 16 from the 16. Noah, congratulations. You did a good job. I don't know. I'm going to go with number three. And just hope that choosing C, as I did on every college test that I didn't know the answer to, pulls through. Ben knows. This stinks.
No, I saw something I wasn't supposed to.
That, okay.
Oh, what? Oh, did he flash something up?
I might have. I was hoping I could get away with it. Because Michael didn't notice, but Ben noticed.
What?
Okay,
how
I'll
did
get,
I miss it?
Ben, I'm going
to
give you a
I'm
different.
I'm going back to the stream.
I'm
going to
give you a different question. I'm going to give you a different question.
No.
Michael, you pick.
No. No. He had every chance to see the same thing I did.
How did I not see it? I have like three Noahs on my screens right now.
In my defense, I still don't know the answer.
Yeah, but you have a very good clue because I left a clue in in the answer I accidentally posted in Discord.
Oh, yeah. See, I can't open that. That's how I didn't have every chance to see it because I don't want to reveal my personal information.
I'm creating a new question for Ben, but Michael... I welcome your thoughts.
So I win because I didn't cheat, right?
I didn't cheat.
Michael, you still have to...
You looked at the right place at the wrong time.
You still have to pick an answer, Michael. So, top 10 dumbest BuzzFeed lists you're embarrassed to say you clicked.
I did choose it. What?
Which... Oh, wait, did what? You pick the 16 sassy tweets? Is that what
yeah,
you picked?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. All right. Yeah. Michael is wrong. 16 sassy tweets from the nation's 16th largest school district is, in fact, somehow a real BuzzFeed article. The fake one was, which character from Friends is your dad most like? I accidentally left in the fact that that was fake in the Discord message I just sent to Ben and Michael. So Ben's disqualified. But I'm going to give...
So you win.
I'm going to give Ben... Yeah, I think I win for that. Somehow.
What a curse. I can just imagine the listeners with such a roller coaster of emotions that suddenly Noah wins his own game by giving out the answers.
If I knew that was a way to win my own game, I've been doing that for years.
I am going to give Ben another question. Because Michael still has 2 points. Ben has one. Ben, if you get this question correct, then I will. Then you'll tie, and then I'll win. Somehow, I'll be given the victory out of it.
Hello, this is the editor of Noodles at Noon podcast show. This couple of minutes of the show somehow got ruined with loud buzzing sounds from somebody's microphone. I don't know whose microphone it was, but it was definitely Ben. All that you missed is Noah asking Ben a new question, Noah accidentally revealing the answer to Ben again, and then the whole show fell apart after that. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe to Noodles at Noon podcast show and listen each week, or I will become sentient and find you, no matter what it takes.
I'm gonna go with the 13 reasons why.
Well, I kind of blew the question again because yeah, you're right, and I don't know who Seth MacFarlane is. But Ben gets a point and ties up the game. Is Michael even still here? I haven't heard from him in a while.
Wait, yeah, I'm here.
You
two were just doing your own show.
That game fell apart a little bit. That was kind of my fault. But I'm
yeah, it did. Never do that one again, please.
I think
if you want constructive feedback.
There's a lot of good BuzzFeed articles. We're definitely playing this again. We're just gonna not spoil the answers like I did.
Haha.
So Ben and Michael tie, and I bring up the rear in third place.
Good. As you should.
That's it for This Is Not a BuzzFeed Article. And it ends with a whimper.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That was a great game. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, Michael.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And if you are watching on the live stream, hey, that was special for those live stream listeners or viewers.
Did anyone show up? Oh, Drew is lurking in chat. He hasn't said anything. Sorry to call you out like that.
Sorry, but Drew. But thank you so much for listening.
Oh, he's here.
Oh, what's up, Drew? thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Congratulations to Michael on tying on a game with me. Congratulations to me for winning your game. Noah, you'll get there, bud. I promise.
Is that going to be how this show ends every week?
Yeah, you'll get
Noah,
there, bud.
You'll get there, bud.
I'm going to make a game next week that's just like, answer these
Noah will know, but no
questions
one
about
knows.
Noah's
ten
life.
It's like, here's questions from a homeschool test.
I failed those too.
Oh no. I'll just text your mom and be like, "Hi, Noah's mom, can you give me a list of questions Noah will know the answer to?"
Whoa, my mom just texted me.
She's gonna be asking you some questions. But thank you so much for listening. You guys are the true winners because you're all winners in my book. So happy to have you with us. Noah, Michael, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, Michael's being mean to me again.